So, the MEC of the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, Umama Unompumelelo Hlophe, tabled her department's 2024 to 2025 policy and budget vote at the provincial legislature earlier today. And she joins us now to unpack the priorities on her speech. Mama Hlophe Sanbonani.
Sanbonani, Mtsayazi, how are you?
Spilile mama.
Thank you for having us.
I can imagine ukuthi ukhathele nganani, udinge ukuthi uzilungiselele for ispeech sakho namhlanje, wabese futhi nakhona walinda ukuthi usishaye, ususishayile ngapha, sikufuna ngapha nangapha siyimedia ukuthi sixoxisane nawe. Kodwa ke it comes with the terrain. Uzizwa unjani nje namhlanje?
Ngizizwa ngijabule kakhulu ukuthi ultimately we have delivered the budget policy speech of the department.
Lovely stuff.
Yes, I'm up and down and ngapha nangapha. It's important ngoba the role that you are also playing, you know, discriminate information. Ibalulekile. Information angeke flow if angiyi ngapha nangapha.
That's correct. Mama, what would you say were the key highlights of your budget speech? Kukhona mhlawumpe ebengekho akazwanga si broadcaster kodwa interested uthi ungabe umama namhlanje lapha kwa agriculture ebesiphatheleni. What are some of the key factors you pointed out today?
Thank you very much for the question. Is that one, the total budget of 2024-2025 of the department is 1,530,968,000. That's the total budget. And we will continue with the support of Masibuyele Masimini for the farmers who are interested in the animal production. We will intensify the support to crop producers to PESCOM condom limit program, generally supporting households for them to produce their own food and fight hunger and poverty. As we had when I was tabling, I said we are formally launching the PESCOM condom sale now because we believe every household is a farmer because every household we are eating, and it's important that we must fight this hunger and poverty. We'll also prioritize animal health through the veterinary services. The services that I spoke about, that we are recruiting some young people to do it so that we make sure that we ensure that we continue controlling and eradicating diseases like foot and animal and mouth disease, rabies, and many more other diseases for us to trade with the healthy animal or healthy food to the countries that I indicated about. We'll also prioritize the fight against the impact of climate change and our role in the just transition. So that's the highlight I can say for now as we proceed with the interview.
Awesome stuff.
Thank you so much.
MEC, one of the most important announcements you also made is that you pledged your support as the Department of Traditional to the Department of Traditional Leaders in the province ugu supporta ukhasa amakhosi kubaluleke ngani kuwe lokho
kubaluleke kakhulu angiqale nge support esizo introduce over introduce you already in the department over the last financial years my climate smart agriculture innovation. That increased production of crops in all types of environment while conserving water. So so le support esiyilethayo bazokhona ukutshala bakhone ukuthi lama-box la akhone wona ukugcina amanzi for isikhathi eside ukuthi iy'tshalo sikhone ukuthi sikhule. Will also there's this multi award winning innovation that has been deployed with overwhelmingly success at household subsistence and small scale commercial grower levels.
So, yes.
Sizokhumbula ukuthi ama traditional authorities, these farmers are within their area of vicinity or ezindaweni zabo. So nasisapota wona nabo bayakhona ukuthi bakhona ukusigadela bakhona ukuthi babasupport. We'll support all our traditional authorities with amakhosi tunnel roll out using the climate smart agricultural boxes in two tunnels per traditional authority. Itunnel have a space as cool. So we believe if we support them with those tunnel smart agricultural boxes, they will make an impact and they'll be able to feed themselves and they'll be able to participate in ABO if we have an interest to the market that we are having.
Yes, ma'am. If you just joined us, ufike kahle sixoxisana no mama MEC Nompumelelo Hlophe, who is the MEC of Agriculture, Rural Development and Land and Environmental Affairs. Mama, you also announced that the department will be completing most of its multi-year projects, most of which are run by Abad Besfazane. Tell us a little bit about that.
She appreciate that young women or women in general, they are the victims of unemployment. They are main in terms of the statistics that we have on unemployment. So the focus will be on women, young, especially young women, but the women in general. The focus of the department will be on them, youth and people with disability. But then there's this project that we had started, now we'll finalize in terms of its construction of chicken houses for Nkanyezi Poultry Farm at Zagastad, in Chief Albert Luthuli Municipality. And then two, there's this excellent by labor at Kwaggafontein, Themiselane Municipality, will conclude the construction of eight layer houses for it. And then three, this one is owned by a person who is disabled, the Maras Madeliede Farm at City of Mbombela, will do the refurbishment of upscaling of vegetable tunnel production with climate smart agricultural boxes. So we'll also do we'll also support Mtinko Trading, a mushroom project based in Nkomazi with pack house equipment for them to comply with the South African Good Agricultural Practice, also referred to the South African gap. We will also, out of this, all these projects that we will support for them to be concluded, we estimate that 41 people will be employed, and out of 41 farmers, the those that will benefit, 17 are female and 5 is youth.
Lovely stuff. Lovely
and then
stuff.
The financial aid, we'll also support 11 projects, of 8 of which are for women and 5 are for youth.
MEC, Ngizocela nje ukuthi uma ngabe kwenza ukuthi ukude ne speakerphone sakho usondele kancane ama levels wethu ngathi usuzwakalela phansi kakhudlwana ngapha kufanele ukuthi obalele basizwe ngoba indaba osixoxela zona zimnandi. Nansi ke ke I've got last two questions for you. We received good news last week. You received the Mpumalanga International Fresh Produce Market from the Department of Public Works. It is now within your department. This is a milestone.
Indeed, it is a milestone. Our farmers and SMEs in the province, they've been waiting for it for too long. And they can't wait to reach within it the market. But what we can say, yes, we have received it, and we have appointed the operator who will start operationalizing it. And in the process of operationalizing it, we'll employ. People who will be in the floor, they will employ people who work in the floor, and we believe that even farmers, they will have an opportunity to employ even more people at the farmers level. So farmers and SMEs and people in general who want to work, they can get ready and be ready for them too, that they will get an opportunity to participate in the market. The market is now complete. As I indicated, we are ready to operationalize it, as we have already appointed the operator to manage and capacitate it and operationalize it. So that will happen as soon as possible, because the premier said he wants that market to operate as soon as possible. So working towards opening it.
Yes, Mama. Okokugcina nansi uyithintile kancane earlier on, ngifuna nje ukunikeza ithuba ukuthi uyindlale kabanzi ukuthi isizwe eMpumalanga sizwe nje ukuthi ithini department ngendaba ye climate change. This is one of the key things you mentioned in the intervention and your role on the just transition and the efforts to reduce the impact of climate change. This was part of the key factors that made up your speech today. Uthini umnyango wakho, uthini mama ngokubaluleka kokuthi si participate la ku just transition?
Ukubaluleka kakhulu ukuthi sibahlali baseMpumalanga si participate. Kuqala nje iMpumalanga si province ekhulu, lokho kusenza ukuthi i-carbon ibe iningi, kanti uhulumende wezwe lonke uthatha i-decision ukuthi kumele kuriduce i-carbon. So ekutheni iriduce, ngithe nangithula inkulumo ngathi people of Mpumalanga, this process when it's happening, it must happen with us. The energy just transition, when it's introduced, it was introduced with us, and it must be just. So we'll participate as part of the departments that are coordinating. The coordinating department is the department of the OTP, which is the premier's department, the one that is coordinating, and the Department of Economic Development is participating. We are also participating. So what we are interested in is that we come to so that our farmers and our SMEs are benefiting in the process of it. So it is in the phase one, and we are willing to participate and make sure that as it happens with our people, and it happens just for our people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nizwileke Umama, MEC of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, Esixoxela kabanzi. Just giving you the highlights of her speech this afternoon that happened earlier on today. Umama Unompumelelo Hlophe, she is the political head of the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development and Land and Environmental Affairs. Hey, isilungu mama, itate isilungu, siyangiphelela. Sibonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sakho mama. Siyabonga. Hey, legama leli.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Ube nosuku oluhle uphumule kahle mama. Ngiyazi ukuthi vele right now I'm sure you need some fresh air urelax endaweni ethulile.